I was involved in many things, and I just want to write something like Apologia pro vita mea. I have been criticized a great deal. I had also very many friends who also would like to know what were my inner motives. I wanted to show how the whole situation, especially of the Catholic Church and theology, but of Christianity as such, developed in connection with the Second Vatican Council and the crisis we have also today in the Church. You can only explain the problems we have today under this pontificate if you know what happened in the Second Vatican Council, where we made great progress on one side, but also very bad compromises on the other side. We had very good decrees on freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, but on the other hand, you have still one man who thinks he can decide for everybody whether they may use the pill or not, what they do have to do in the case of abortion. All this is not any more adapted to the present situation. I think we need maybe a third Vatican Council, and I am writing really the story seen from the point of view of a man who wanted to have more, who wanted to have real solutions, not only compromises.
Do you feel in some way the Catholic Church has failed you? Has it not moved in the direction that you would want to see it move in?
Well, after the Second Vatican Council, we had more and more reactionary movements. It was still ambivalent under Pope Paul VI, Montini, but now under the Polish Pope, Karol Wojtyła, John Paul II, it's quite obvious that they betrayed the Council. And I'm just waiting for another pope who will again do what John the 23rd has done, to show that there is another way possible in Christianity. I think the present policy only had negative results, very big words for the world about justice and human rights and peace. But inside the Church, you have no justice and you have authoritarianism. You have especially the women who are absolutely second-class people, who cannot be ordained, who have all the troubles with sexual morality according to these principles. I think if we do not want to have more and more parishes without priests because of celibacy, if we do not want to have more and more women leaving the Church, if we want to have again more young people coming into the Church, then we have to change the course, and we have to take seriously what is in the Gospel and not what's in the medieval canon law.
Now, the reader will take a lot away about what your views are on Catholicism, on the Church. What do you hope the reader will find out about Hans Küng, the man?
I just wanted to reflect again on my whole life. So I started to tell you the story when I listened first to the radio news service before World War II, when Hitler came to power. A very terrible experience was for me as a child in Switzerland, knowing that this man will now come up and will also endanger our country. The World War II, all these were, of course, experiences I made. And I just want to reflect on all this, what happened first in Switzerland, afterwards 7 years in Rome in the Pontifical German College, afterwards in Paris when I made the doctorate, in the parish in Lucerne where I was 2 years, and afterwards in Tübingen as a university professor, and to see how I decided certain questions which came up, to reflect what was good and maybe where could I have done in another way. Basically, I found out what I expressed with the song of Bing Crosby, going my way. I went my own way, and well, I think if you read the book, you can understand that it was a consistent way. You can criticize it, but you cannot say it was either stupid or not honest.